In our lesson today, I'm going to be speaking from two verses in the Bible. If you have your Bibles with you, turn to Isaiah chapter 50 and Jeremiah chapter 3. In the book of Isaiah, the 50th chapter in verse 1, it reads like this. Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorce, whom I have put away? And in Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse 8 reads like this. And I saw when all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorce. Divorce. The dictionary tells me that the definition of divorce is the ending of a marriage by a legal process or a complete separation of two things. And then I scrolled down and read some of the synonyms which speak of the same tragic event. Break up, disassociate, disconnect, to part or to sever, to split or to uncouple. No matter what word you use to describe the event in the lives of many, all of them sound painful. All of them are hurtful. The scribes and the Pharisees told Jesus that Moses had suffered the people to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away. Jesus told them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But, he says, but from the beginning, it was not so. Divorce is difficult to talk about. Divorce causes many problems in everybody's life that is affiliated with divorce. Most of those couples who get divorced suffer from depression and anxiety. Oftentimes, they question their self-worth. They question their ability to make good choices in the future. Their children are also affected by this. They're wondering, can anyone ever love anyone until death do us part? Can anyone ever marry a person and expect to live happily ever after? And that is even so more tragic in the Christian home. When Christian people come together and then, after some time, they decide to get a divorce, most of them think that maybe they made the wrong choice. Maybe I missed God when I was picking my mate. Maybe. Would you question God's ability to make a good choice, to make the right choice? I'm sure you would not. So, look at the choices that God made. He chose Israel. To all of us who read the history of their relationship, it appears that God made the wrong choice. God did not choose Israel because they were the only ones available. Why did he choose Israel? One that was constantly backsliding. One who was constantly sinning against him and worshiping other gods. Did God make the wrong choice? Or did he choose someone who also had the freedom of choice? Oh, they loved him for a while. It was an off and on relationship. But eventually God said, enough is enough. I'm going to divorce you. God divorced her, but he never quit loving her. So the one that you married may not have been the wrong choice. If God put a love in your heart for that person, surely that was the right choice. But you must keep in mind that the one you married also has the freedom of choice. Jesus said that divorces come because of the hardening of the heart. Oh, when people of faith get married, and for a while they feel content and happy, but then one of them begins to resent the other for some unknown reason. It could be that their affections have been transferred to another. But whatever the reason, it all comes back to a hardening of the heart against your partner. Is there any help for that? Does God still love you? Can God work in these circumstances? Does he love you? Of course he does. You can never do anything to stop God from loving you. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.